You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
9 minutes past 11. We are in the last hour of the show. There's so much that we have covered, including our discussion on Zimbabwe. And you will have an opportunity from 11:30 until midday for you to either respond to what our guests have said, or even to the open line and some of the issues that you did not have the opportunity to speak of. There are plenty of SMSs and tweets that I need to go through. But actually, there is a need for now to take a moment. Take a moment and ponder the reality that a lot of us have experienced trauma in some way or another, in many different ways, whether it is the trauma of the history of our country, the trauma that we experience in the workplace, the trauma that we experience on the streets, gender-based violence. There's many elements to it. And the question that always arises is, how then do we heal from it? Whether it's counseling, art, sport, writing. And this is an area that Patricia Farenfort, who is an author of the book Spanner in the Works, One Woman's Journey from Factory Floor to Corridors of Power, speaks of passionately. And she was part of a discussion last night at the Cornerstone Institute in Cape Town, discussing how arts is a medium for healing. And on the panel herself, Dr. Ruben Richards, Sindiwe Makona, Gail van Breda, and others. And it was hosted by Dimitri Jacobs. And we have her in studio with us to have this very important conversation. Auntie Pat, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm good. You know, earlier on in the previous hour, we were talking about Zimbabwe and massacres that people have experienced. Whether it's Zimbabwe or in South Africa, with our history, there is a lot of trauma. We carry a lot of pain, not only because of history, but because of what we deal with on a daily basis. And you have found a way to heal through writing. Tell us about, briefly, your journey.
Well, you know, I cannot actually think of a better remedy than through the arts, whether it's song, dance, or the written word. I prefer the written word. And we tend to walk around, if we don't tell the stories, our own stories, we walk around with baggage. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a light traveler, so comfort is a priority for me. So I get rid of the traumas or the problems that I'm experiencing. I can't afford a therapist, so I use pen and paper and I will write down how I feel. And maybe I should take you through my journey, my 46-year journey in the workplace, mm-hmm. where all the bosses were males.
Yes.
My folks didn't have money. I left school halfway. I was barely 15. I started working in a factory. And I'm talking prior 1994. Mm-hmm. So there was either little or no recourse. You basically had to do what the boss asked you to do. Get roses on Valentine's Day, find out if the children are okay, make the tea. You do it. You know, you don't have a choice. So what I started doing quite late, I used to write down for many years just on pieces of paper how my day went. Mm. But I started doing it quite seriously because that was the only way I could get through the day. I would write down my emotions and my thoughts and what I went through and never go and look at it again. I go back the next day and add that because I think if you go back and look at the stuff, you'll just be re-traumatized. Mm-hmm. So the idea is to create a little file and write down everything, and you'll be amazed that you come out with a story. My last job, for example, was 5 years in government. And I recorded almost every day. By the time I left the job, I printed out 22 pages, single spacing, of complete anger.
Wow.
It was complete anger. So what I did was I turned that into comic relief. Because I don't want people to say, oh, shame, she really struggled.
Yeah.
It's not about that. I don't want people to feel sorry for me, because there are plenty. Because my story is not unique. There are many women who go through the same thing, but they never talk about it.
The interesting part about what you mentioned with the last 5 years and going back and finding out that it's a lot of anger. So your practice of writing, not looking at it, moving on, writing some more, yeah, only later, it shows that you could easily not be conscious of what you're going through at that time. For you to view your 5 years, I was actually very angry. Would you say that you were feeling angry every day, that you felt that anger, or you saw the anger, through what you were reading?
Well, both. You know, I didn't start out, I was very impressed when I got the job. It was quite a senior job. So you don't realize, when I go home, if I had a really bad day, I would record that and everything. You don't worry about commas, grammar. You just put stuff down, whether you swear, use vile language. It all went down. I wrote that just as I felt. And as I said, never looking at it again. And afterwards I realized, good grief, I was almost angry for the entire 5 years. I was becoming ugly. The bank, my handwriting changed once I retired.
Oh, wow.
And because I used to be called in by the bank all the time. Because my handwriting, just my signature would change.
Mm.
And one day I walked into a place, I belonged to an organization, and I went in, and the person at the reception says, oh, here's the woman with a nice handwriting. And I thought, hello. So I actually do have a good handwriting. But I didn't realize that. So the bank stopped calling me in because I signed as I would normally sign. But because I was so angry, it was aggression. Mm. I needed to get rid of that.
We're in conversation with Pat Farrenfort. Arts as a medium of healing, what has been your experience? Have you found, whether it's song, dance, or even the written word, that it has allowed you to heal through the trauma that you have experienced? I actually know a couple of clinical psychologists who use dance and even yoga as part of their therapy in helping people heal. What has been your experience? 021-446-0567 and in Johannesburg, 011-883-0702. At 20 minutes past 11, we are in conversation with Patricia Farrenfort, author and storyteller, talking arts as a healing medium. How have you healed? Which art form have you drawn from to heal? And Dipat, you mentioned earlier that in your 46 years, the journey that you have walked, there was also the pain in the workplace, specifically where primarily it's male bosses. And I mentioned this as we're talking before we started the interview, that sometimes us as men and even male bosses do not take the time to be conscious of what we do or what other males do, the type of impact that it has, the type of trauma that our behaviors and our complicity causes on women, on females in the workplace. What are some of the call it examples from your life, and how have you been able to overcome that?
Look, I think it's not all that easy. You have to, when you get home, because you didn't have maybe the power or the wherewithal to stand up to this person while a particular situation was happening, you keep quiet. And it builds up, and you get home, and you may take it out on your family and become really weird sometimes.
Mm.
So, and this is why I impress upon, you know, putting it down, just going away quietly, sitting down, and instead of upsetting yourself, because that creates more problems, to just sit down quietly, take a few deep breaths, and then let it all out by putting it down. I also used to dance, and particularly tap dance, and sometimes when I was really angry, I would put on those tap shoes and really tap and imagine it is somebody's head.
The floor is somebody's head.
Yes.
Did that help? I mean, obviously it did, right?
It does. Yeah? Yes, it does. Yeah. And those tappers, those steel tappers, they're quite heavy.
Would you imagine their faces?
Yeah.
That particular person.
Yeah.
And you'd be tapping all over their head.
Yeah. Otherwise, you imagine them sitting on the toilet and they just can't let anything go.
Interesting choice of words there. I know you could have used stronger ones.
I know.
But your ability to, I mean, I look at you and you say you used to dance, and I'm thinking, but why are you not dancing anymore? But you're a free spirit, Antipat.
Very free.
You've released. You've let go. Mm. And does it all come down to you going the route of the written word and expressing yourself openly through dance? Deal.
Yes. Yes, yes, it is. But then also, you have to also tell yourself, okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to allow myself to be this angry? Because I think people will be nasty to you for as long as you allow that.
Mm.
And you need to stand back and say, hang on, you know, we are equal.
Mm.
I'm not going to allow you to do this to me. So it's that kind of situation. So it's both writing, talking to myself, telling myself how to get to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love life. I ain't going to go anywhere in a hurry.
Yeah. There's an SMS that came in via 31567 from Carol DeVette. Says, good morning. I read Pat Farrenfold's book a few months ago. I can recommend it to all listeners. A great read, and her sense of humor is excellent. Thank you, Pat. Lovely day to you. Humor, the importance, you've touched on this, and Carol is talking about that as well.
Yes. If we think of the former government, the things they did were actually quite silly. And when you think about it, at the time it wasn't funny. But when you look back, you think, oh my goodness. You know, we talk about all this money being spent. I recall, you know, in the post offices, there'd be these boards, right?
Mm.
That was very good wood. Now, I love wood.
Mm.
And I mean, it was teak and oak.
Mm.
I felt like going back and saying, can I have those pieces because I can make something with, you know. So, humor is, for me, humor is very important. Because I need to laugh at myself and think. In the book, for example, some of the jobs, people just poked fun at me, and I had to get through that as well, because prior to 1994, we could only look in the small ads. So if the ad said, wanted fair skin colored, well-spoken colored, colored of sober habits, if you're looking
at... Wait. Yeah. Was that an advert?
Yes, yeah, I've got it. Some of it in there. Colored of sober habits. Okay, it's funny now. It wasn't funny then.
And then a person would look at it and think, yeah, no. Me, I'm a colored of sober habit. And wait, let me check. Fair skin. Yeah, I'm applying for the job.
Garden boy. Then the garden boy was probably 50 plus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I recall I desperately wanted to work at UCT because I needed to I wanted to study.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find a job because it was for whites only. Eventually, I decided to go via a placing agent. And I had a very good relationship with a consultant. So one day I walked in and she said to me, I have just the job for you.
Mm.
So I said, oh, do tell. Oh, it's a secretary to a professor at UCT. And I looked at her and I said, hang on, you do. I've told you that I'm not white. She said to me, no, it's okay. The professor said he wants a nice colored girl. Can you win?
Yeah.
I took the job.
Yeah.
So all those things,
it
weighs down on you because you have all these labels.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about the tension between the different race groups, that, because I was better than you, you know?
You know, we laugh, but you're right, though. There's no way that at that time it was funny. We look at some of these things now, they're actually quite ridiculous and healing actually the process, which is of course what you're teaching us and understanding, is sometimes you got to laugh at some of these things to try and make sense of it. Lawrence in Mondio, hi.
G'day. Hello, Patricia. I'd like to share this with you. I'm a bit like you. I did a lot of courses, you know, about self-improvement, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, we were doing an anger course, and I was assisting at this particular event. And this one young girl, we try not to listen, but I could hear, as you know, as I walked past, she was having a go against her sister, who had caused her much pain when she was young, you see. And the sister had moved to England. In any event, this is about 11 o'clock, 11:30. When this young woman got back to her home, there was a call from her sister, and she said, "I just want to say I apologize from the bottom of my heart for your forgiveness." So do you see how she picked up this release? So when we release our anger against people, you're actually helping the person, you know, to release themselves, Patricia.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with you.
I appreciate your call there, Lawrence. With limited time, Andipa, just as a country, we're dealing with a lot of angst right now. There's a lot that's happening that have us angry, many different political, racial, whatever it might be. I mean, just an open line on this show can easily just lead to all sorts of emotions. And while what you're sharing with us is your journey, it's also a journey that we can individually draw from. What do you make of the collective anger currently in South Africa, and what can be done to deal with it?
That's a heavy one. Because we don't know. We are, all of us are actually very angry. But how do we vent that anger? That is a little bit of a difficult one. I get lost, as I say, I get lost in books and I get lost in my writing, and I tell myself it's not happening, I'm too old, I'm not going to worry. But then I listen, I switch the radio on and I listen to you going off, and then I get angry all over again.
<As he's. laughs>
So it's a difficult one. I don't know how we're going to deal with it.
I have found that, you know, hosting shows, even with certain topics, where I deliberately choose, like, you know what, I'm not gonna get into this right now. I just don't have the energy to do it. I'm not gonna touch it. When I'm in the mood, I will. But right now, with certain things and certain statements, where ordinarily one would get worked up, you just think, okay, no, it's fine.
It's not working. Yeah,
leave it alone.
Yeah, stress is a bad thing.
We appreciate you making time to come into the studio. I only received the book yesterday, as I told you, but I am going to read it. Pat Farrenfort's Spanner in the Works, the One Woman's Journey from Factory Floor to the Corridors of Power. But most importantly, though, the lessons that we've learned from you today is we can draw from different art expressions in order for us to go through and heal from the traumas that we have experienced. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, and thanks for having me.